Prince on the line. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm lucky, man. We're looking forward to Kings and Queens. It's like just over a week's time now. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm happy that you guys finally invited a prince to the Kings and Queens of Comedy. I do appreciate the fact that you guys have opened up the royal family and giving me the opportunity to come and showcase my court jesting skills.
You know, it's true. This is the Kings and Queens. This is the 8th year. We've never had prince.
Yeah, we've never had a prince.
But listen, you don't have to leave your province to come here. You know, you don't have to leave the family and take your wife with you. You're just visiting and then you can go back.
like in a game of Monopoly.
Except Prince, just quickly, is Prince the name your parents gave you? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, it's not, because I was going to ask you, have you been able to live up to that name?
In the comedy sense, yes. I do consider myself somewhat of a little bit of like a comedy royalty as far as Prince goes. So I think I've lived up to it in that regard. My full name is Virgil Prince. So Prince is actually my surname, also my stage name, which I feel it fits into my story.
I'm glad it actually is your name. I was going to ask, why do you drop the CE and just use an S in Prince?
Oh yeah, I think that has something to do with Jan van Riebeck, if I had to be 100% honest with you. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, you know, in South Africa there was the English, there was the Dutch. I believe that the English, if I was Prince and English, would probably be CE. But because of Jan van Riebeck, I think I ended up with the S.
That makes sense.
Prince, I know that because we're talking to you as a comedian, you're expected to give the really super funny answer, but I'm not expecting a funny answer because this is a real question. As a comedian, what is your understanding of how long you have to wait before you include a joke about something that is going on currently in your lineup? For example, the coronavirus. Is it too soon for Kings and Queens of Comedy to include jokes around the coronavirus?
You know what? I don't think it's ever too soon. I think what there is I think we have to like make a clear division between like what I would say good comedians and like bad comedians. Do you know what I mean? Like a good comedian, I feel, can take any example or any situation and find a level of humor in it that we can all enjoy. Almost like comic relief, not only for the comedian, but for society and forever watching. What often happens is when you go on stage and you're not a seasoned or mature comedian, or you're not in tune with your environment or your surroundings, you go on there and you take a certain topic that you have no business attempting in the first place. Maybe you're not well informed, maybe you're ignorant, maybe your views aren't quite as cool as you think they are. So I think you can tackle any joke as long as you've got the tact, as long as you are emotionally in tune with the situation and how it affects people. You can always, and people want you to make a joke about it and laugh about it, because we need that in society. But at the same time, we don't need you being on stage being a complete idiot.